Well, good morning, saints of God. This is Ty Moore bringing you your online Bible school with Grace Institute, and we are sharing this with our other discipleship group, PowerPoint Motivational Word, PowerPoint Discipleship, and Favor Media. We want to welcome you to our Tuesday morning edition as we continue in week one, recognizing the Holy Spirit. Now, to recognize the Holy Spirit means that you know him. You have an encounter with him, just like with someone that, you know, you say, I know this person. When you say, I know this person, it's because you spend time with them. You know their voice. You know how they will respond in certain situations and circumstances, kind of like a spouse. Well, the Holy Spirit is always with you. And so that's the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead. And that also is the same Spirit that did the work inside of the Lord Jesus Christ. It was he, the Spirit of the anointing, of the anointed one, that was doing the work on the inside. And because it was he who was doing the work on the inside, it's the same Spirit that you and I have that's doing the works that Jesus did in John 14:12. You know, it says, and I read this to you out of the Amplified. It said, I assure you that most solemnly I tell you, if anyone steadfastly believe in me. Now, this is Jesus speaking. He said, he will himself be able to do the things that I do. So the question, see, the object of the lesson here is that you and I believe in him. And so it's not impossible or it's difficult for us to believe in him because we have his Spirit. It's the same Spirit. It's the same life that overcame the works of the devil. Not only just overcame the works of the devil, but it's the same life that brought, that created the heavens and the earth. And so the word that we have, the Spirit that we have on the inside of us, they are Spirit and they are life. That's what Jesus said in John 6:63. The words that I speak to you, they are Spirit and they are life. And so because they are both Spirit and they both are Spirit and life, then when the two of them come together, it make great dynamic. It brings about the change. It brings about, when I say the change, it brings about the change that God, how God originally created something, how God, what was God's original intent of something. Well, you and I are the only species with the Spirit of God inside of us can perceive that. And can call those things, like Romans 4:17, that be not as though they were. So it is God who called those things that what be not as though they were. And so because God called those things that be not as though they were, then we too having the same Spirit of Christ are having the same Spirit of God. Of learning to what am I called? What am I calling that those things that be not as though they were? If you have a health issue, well, you know God didn't create a health issue. God didn't create brain dysfunction. God didn't create poverty. God didn't create pain. God didn't create sorrow. So that means because you understand the characteristic of God. Now, again, that's why we say recognizing the Holy Spirit. So when you hear something, a voice in your head, or maybe through experiences that you had, well, this is the best it's going to get. Well, this is the only options that you have. Well, those options are based on your worldview of how you live life. But it is not the totality of all. So until our mind are renewed with the Word of God through the power of the Holy Spirit, then we're not going to be able to call those things that be not as though they were, because you will continue to look at those things the way they are and say, that's just the way it is. And in the natural, sometimes people in the natural with positive thinking, with a strong mindset, will work against that, will do all they can to hinder that. Now, they may have some success. They may not. It may not be as fruitful, but they are fighting because they believe something inside of them, but they don't have the belief system that you and I have. So you have a support system. All they have is a strong will. And sometime later, you know, as time goes on, that strong will would be broken because it doesn't have a support system. It doesn't have anything that can support it that would give it the strength to fight on. But you and I, as a believer, we do. And so that's why he said, I assure you, most solemnly, I tell you, if anyone steadfastly believes in me, he will himself be able to do the things that I do, and he will do greater things than these, because I go to the Father. Now, this is Jesus speaking to you and I right now in the 21st century that we live in. And I know you're probably saying, man, you know, how could we do greater things than what Jesus did? Well, because number one, when the Holy Spirit came upon Jesus, he was only in one place. So Jesus could only be in one place at one time, even with the 12 that he appointed to carry out the kingdom of God. They were contained. They couldn't be all over the world. But now that Jesus has been raised from the dead and is seated at the right hand of the Father, well, now that same Spirit that raised him from the dead is global. So any human being, regardless of what side of the world that they're on, they can be filled with the Spirit. And they can do the same works that Jesus did, and that's what he mean by, the works that I do shall you do. The only reason why we don't do the works of Christ is because we don't really believe. And what I mean when I say believe, I'm not talking about an intellectual belief, because there are two types of belief. But I'm talking about a belief that you will put your life, you lay your life down for it. Because that's what you know, this is how that works. And you're not going to be talked out of. You're not going to allow anything to coach you from that. See, when you have that type of belief, then you're going to get the results. You're going to walk in the fruit of the Spirit. You're going to see the manifestation of the Spirit. But if you could be talked out of it, or if the life that I'm speaking of is not being spoken to you in a manner whereas you can have this confidence, then you will stay neutral. You know, it's like taking a car, whether you put it in, when you put it in neutral, where is it going to go? It's the engine is running, but it can't move back. It can't move forward or backwards. It's in neutral. And that's what you and I, we have to either shift it in gear to move forward, or we're going to shift it in gear to move backwards. And that's what the enemy wants us to do. He wants us to move backwards so that the assaults, the affliction that's on the earth, and the things that we experience on a day-to-day basis, he wants you to look at it and say, status quo, well, this is the best it's going to get. You know, we can't do anything about it. When God has deposited his Spirit inside of us and say, no, greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. When you hear your Spirit speak out in that light, it is telling your intellect, it's telling your mind, change your perspective, repent, and change your way of thinking. See, you see what repentance, where repentance come in more than just the forgiveness of sin? Repentance is to change your mindset about something that you thought couldn't change, or you thought that just the way it is. But when you see the word and you see what it says, that's when you say, Lord, I repent. Why? Because you have found the truth. Not a truth, but you have found the truth, and now you're taking the truth and putting it on a truth of what you heard, because the truth, which is Christ himself, he is the truth. You're taking the truth and you're putting it on a truth, and that truth is going to trump it every time. This is how the burdens are removed. This is how the yokes are destroyed. This is how the Christian live the abundant life. See, you live the abundant life because you have the abundant life giver on the inside of you, not the life taker. You have the life-giving spirit living on the inside of you. And when you are filled with the baptism in the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in other tongues, again, it's like it's charging you, you're being recharged. Every day I get up, every day, sometimes all during the day, sporadically during the day or whatever, I find myself, you know, why am I doing my work or whatever it is I'm doing? Praying in tongues. Sometimes when I'm exercising, I'm praying in the spirit. Not all the time consistently, but most a lot of time I'm praying in the spirit. Why? Because what is it doing? It's renewing my mind. It's helping me to listen to what's on the inside. It's helping me to refortify, to reinforce what is on the inside of me. It's giving me this boldness. It's giving me this confidence. Not my boldness. It's giving me his boldness. It's giving me his confidence to stand up, to speak, to react when something said it couldn't, when something said it's not, when something says, you know, whatever. No, if it's not the way God created it, if it's not the way God ordained it, then we have been put in place as the sons of daughters of God in this day. We have been put in place to reverse every curse, every disease, every circumstance that doesn't line up with the word of God. Now, of course, yes, there are other things that got to fall in place. Your will has to fall in place with that. Your understanding of the scripture has to come in alignment with that. But besides, you know, before you get there, you have to come to the place and recognize that this is not the way God created it. You have to see it in that light before you bring your will will come in alignment. Your mind renewal will come to a place of understanding these truths. And so we start off yesterday in John chapter 14, and I'll just read verse 12, but let's go back up here. In verse 2 said, Jesus said, in my Father's house are many dwelling places. And if there were not so, I would have told you, for I am going to prepare a place for you. And if I go and make ready a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. So we know one day that in the spirit, we are already with the Lord. You can't be no more closer to God the Father or the Son or the Holy Spirit by your spirit, because your spirit is 100% proof, just like God. So 1 John 4:17 said that as he is, so are we now in this world. So your spirit is 100% like God at the moment. But it's not the spirit that I'm, you know, that gives me issue. It's the soul of man that gives me issue, because it is where all life application functions through. And there are times you hear report that wants to bring you down. There are times you hear report that give you a high. There's time that give you report that just say, oh, God, I just need to check out. Amen. So you see, all the fluctuation takes place in the soul of man. But your spirit, which is born of God, which is filled with the Spirit of God, is what you pray out of. You are praying out of your spirit. You are shutting down your natural mind, and you're causing your mindset to be enlightened. That's what the Holy Spirit is doing. It is enlightening you with the life of Christ that's in your spirit. So your spirit is already 100% in the likeness of God. Let me show you that verse of scripture. Go with me to 1 John and look at chapter 4. And it says here, it said, herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we now in this world. That's your spirit. It can't be improved, because you have 100%, your spirit has 100% of heaven in it. God dwells on the inside of you. And until you really grasp the fact that God is not, I have to look up into heaven and say, I worship you, Lord. No, I can look down and say, Lord, I worship you. Lord, I adore you. Lord, I thank you that you are one with me. You see, you could sense the communion right there. Just me closing my eyes and look, because what? I know he's in me. That's your evidence. And everywhere you go, bad or good, he's right there with you. And that's why you can always call upon the name of Jesus. Are you following me? And so another verse of scripture I want you to see here is 1 Corinthians. Look at 1 Corinthians 6. 1 Corinthians. Go over here with me. And let's see here. 2 Corinthians. But 1 Corinthians 6, 19, I believe it is. 1 Corinthians, here we go. Notice this. In verse 15, it says, know ye not that your body are the members of Christ? And shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of a harlot? God forbid. See, notice what he said here. Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? That's what people see. That's why it's so important that we dedicate ourselves on a daily basis, that we consecrate ourselves. Or as Romans 12:1 said, that you present your body a living sacrifice. Why? Because people can't see your spirit. They can't see the life-giving spirit in you. They don't know that what's inside of you is ruling and reigning the elements around you. They don't know that sickness and disease is afraid of you, that you are immune from it. They can't see that. But they can see your body. They can hear my word. They can see my expression. They can see my behavior. So when people look at that, this is why the scripture said, know ye not that your bodies are members of Christ? See, your body. See, it's not just your spirit. It's your spirit, your soul, and your body. It is sanctified under God, even at this moment. But it's up to me to do what? To sanctify this body. To sanctify means to make separate. to present it wholly. Amen. It's not nothing I'm doing. I'm presenting it of the life that's all holiness is in my spirit. It's a fruit. See, I have holiness already inside, but when I begin to act on the word, see, the milk of the word is you and I listening, receiving, like you're doing right now. Even myself, even though I'm speaking, what are we doing? You're receiving the milk of the word. But then when you act on the word, listen to this carefully. When you act on the word, now you're doing the meat of the word. See, the milk is the receiving, but the meat is to do his will. So you have to have strength to present this body as a living sacrifice by, first of all, receiving the milk of the word. You got to hear the word of faith, and faith is coming right now while you're listening, while you're hearing. Faith is coming at the same time. While you're hearing the word, faith is coming for a change to take place in your life. So change is taking place right now in your thought life, and your emotion habits are being broken right now. Deliverance is taking place right now because you're listening to the word. As you hear the word, then chains are broken. Bondages are falling off. And so what are we doing? We're crucifying the works of the flesh. The only way to bring the flesh in submission to the word of God is to, first of all, know, it says, know ye not that your body are members of Christ, members of the anointed one. So when you begin to realize and understand my body, my behavior, my thoughts, my actions don't really belong to me. So when I behave wrong or act wrong or think wrong, you know, not the, you know, you speak out wrong, because it's what you say that brings forth damnation or bring forth life. But when I think on the right things, when I feed on the right thing, what am I doing? I'm presenting my body as a living sacrifice. I'm presenting the anointed one. Watch this. Know ye not that your bodies are members of Christ? I want y'all to think about that phrase when you get off this feed. Or go back and listen to the podcast that will be upload at the end of this lesson. Your body is the members of Christ. You're presenting your body as the members of Christ. Not just your physical body, but your thought life, your mind, your will, your conversation. Amen? You're presenting it as Christ. You say, well, I don't really know how to do that. Well, the first thing you do is that, Lord, you go to Romans 12:1 and say, Lord, I present my body as a living sacrifice before you. I present my body, because you, no one else can do that. You have to be on your own. You have to be willing of your own accord, on purpose, with intention to present your body a living sacrifice. That means the way you do business, how you speak with people, your encounter, everyday life affairs. You're not going to do it perfect. But that's why we have that clause in our covenant with God through Christ Jesus called repentance. I can repent because I know my spirit will alert me. It won't condemn me, but it will alert me. No, this is what the word said. And then, Lord, I repent. So what are you doing? Because you are steadily, actively changing and renewing your mind through everyday Christ. You're not renewing your mind just sitting here listening to the word. That action will take place in mind renewal when you encounter with the affairs of life. Now, there are some things in your life that you know needs to be changed, and you can bring about change in the renewing of your mind. But when you hear the word of faith, act like you're hearing it now, what is it doing? It's putting you in position that when you conversate or whatever take place during the day, you will be able to stop and say, nope, that's not my thought. I'm not going to say that. You will speak this. Well, that's a mind renewal. See, you're not being conformed to the way of this life because you have changed your mind because the Holy Spirit now in you, you recognize the Holy Spirit and he's your helper. He's helping you to speak life. He's helping you to behave in a manner that, you know, you haven't been accustomed of. But because of you identified that new life, you identified the new attitude that you have that is not of yours, but is his. But I have to be the one present myself as a living sacrifice. When I do that, then the Holy Spirit is able to flow through me without restraint. See, the restraint comes when I'm looking to do it my way, or maybe I hear someone coming against me or trying to look down on me. And what we want to do, we want to come loose and do what? And defend ourselves. But when you are a living sacrifice, that means I've died to myself. The life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God. So now I have to actively, of my will, use the faith, that means the trust, the belief that I have in him, that he has in me, and I have to release words of his life that he spoke when he was condemned, when he was judged. So you see, we can do it, but you have to renew your mind to speak for the same life that Christ spoke out of when he was being condemned, when he was at the whipping post, when he became our substitute on that cross, when the Father took the fullness of what sin did, of all manner of sickness and disease. That's the reason why you have to have a hatred for any time, you know. I don't care, you know, we have season changes, and I know we have pollen in the air, and I know people could be allergic to this, and they could be allergic to that, and their sinus can be infected by this and the fact. Well, I went through all of that too. Until I recognized I was awakened. See, that's what I mean by awakened to righteousness. I was awakened to the righteousness of Christ on the inside of me that has redeemed me from those things. As long as you tolerate it, as long as you put up with it, it doesn't get better. It gets worse. Are you following what I'm saying? And I made a decision about 5 years ago that I'm no longer going to tolerate, because that's when, you know, my sinus started really acting up. I never really had an issue with it. But when I recognized it or whatnot, I always fought it. I always stood against it, but I didn't have the ammo that I have now. See, the word of Christ, it's a living thing. That's why I say present your body. So if I'm to present my body and knowing that greater is he that's in me, then guess what? I'm going to speak what he done. I am redeemed. And that's what you tell your body, Galatians 3:13. I am redeemed from the curse of the law. Sinus infection is under the curse. Allergies, you're under the curse. Skin itch. Itchy of skin, you're under the curse. I don't care what it is. Mental disposition or whatever, it's under the curse. Meaning Jesus already bore it for me. So now what I'm doing, because of his life in me, the Holy Spirit is my helper. He is coming up on the forefront of my faith, of my mind, and he's presenting to me, this is who you are. It said, present your members. Know ye not that your body is the members of Christ? So if my body is the members of Christ, then I have to actively on will if I believe that. Because that's the key. If I believe that, remember John 14:12? John 14:12 said, I assure you most solemnly, I tell you, if anyone steadfast, that means it's not a passing thing. It's not something you pick up, you know, when you have a condition. No, steadfast means I'm steady. I'm steadfast. I don't let this go. You understand what I'm saying? Steadfast, I don't let my exercise go. I don't let my eating habits go. I don't let my reading of the word, my studying of the word. I don't let my prayer life go. I'm steady. See, that's what steadfast, that means I do it on purpose. I do it with intention. See? That's why he said, I assure you, just as Jesus, I assure you most solemnly, I tell you, if anyone, notice it, anyone, it don't make a difference whether you black, white, male or female, if anyone, so the only enemy you're going to have is in within yourself. Your own past. And that's what wants to hold you hostage in your own thought life. Because if you're held hostage, then you can't be free. See, a free person can roam, can walk around. It can go from wherever, from one place to another place. When you're incarcerated, you can't go nowhere. You can only go in your mind. But you'll see that you're still physically there. Which is a good place to start in your mind, because the body can't go where the mind has not already gone. But that's why you have to use your mind according to the word of God. Allow that word to bring you to a place, because that's where the belief got to take place. That's why you pray in other tongues. Because why? Your own unrenewed mind at times want to talk you out of the ways of God. It want to talk you out of presenting your body as a living sacrifice, presenting your members, your body as members of Christ. It don't want you to present your body as members of Christ. It wants you to present your body. Life want you to present your body according to how you feel, how someone responds. Your body wants to present. When I say your body, I'm just not talking about the physical. I'm talking about your mindset. It wants to present how, you know, someone speak to you. So that means if I need to retaliate, that's what I'm going to do. Because what? See, that's the natural way of doing. But when you're filled with the Spirit, you'll find yourself, praise God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you just walk off and you're like, oh, shit, well, I'm not doing it for them. I'm doing it for, it's strengthening me. It's reinforcing my belief. See, when you recognize the Holy Spirit on the inside of you, my God, you'll see that the greater one inside of you is greater than the assault or the attack that's trying to come against you outwardly. When you live by the word, when you live by this Holy Ghost power that's inside of you, you'll walk in these truths. You will not be able to walk in the Spirit if you don't pray in other tongues. Because life application out here is enough. It wants to beat you down. Just think about it. You don't pray in the Spirit. You don't worship God in the Spirit. Just think about it. Think about what happens. You become defeated. Everything that someone says, it sticks to you. Everything that you think someone said, you take it as an insult, and you're ready to fight. You're ready to attack like a rattlesnake. Well, why is that? It's because you hadn't washed, spiritually wash your mind, spiritually cleanse your soul. Can y'all see that? And so we have to get to the place, my time is up, but I want you to recognize that as we continue in this lesson, you know, getting down here to verse 17 here. Well, let's go verse 16. Verse 15 says, take the members of Christ and make them the members. And you know, notice what it said. Know ye not that your bodies are members of Christ? And shall I then make the members of Christ, make them the members of a harlot? God forbid. What? Know ye not to which is joined in an harlot is in one body? Notice this. For the two, says, shall be one flesh. Can you see that? What? Know ye not that he which is joined to a harlot is one body? For the two shall be what? One flesh. Verse 17. But he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit. That's what I want you to see. He that's joined to the Lord. See, you can become one with the flesh in anything, but you can become one with the Lord by the Spirit. Why? Because I present my members as the body of Christ. So I'm not going to be able to go any further in this, and we're going to pick this back up tomorrow with these verses of Scripture and then using John chapter 14 and continue to. My responsibility is to teach you the Word of God, the principles of faith, the principles of grace, the principles of truth, and then through the milk and the teaching of the Word, that the Holy Spirit will strengthen you as you receive the Word. And then when you have grown to a place, then you'll be able to do the Word. See, when you do the Word, that's when now you have partaken the meat of the Word. But you have need of, we all have need of the milk of the Word, hearing it, feeding up on it. And then when you, life application take place and you find yourself acting on the Word, you say, now that's the meat of the Word. So that now you're maturing in Him. You're maturing in the things of Christ. Well, my time has come and gone, and I'd love to be on here with you a little bit longer. I just pray that this whet your appetite and got you moving in the direction of understanding that you have to present your body, your members, as what? An instrument unto Christ. It is your reasonable, rational service that you must do. I must do. Amen. And when we do that, then guess what? We win the victory. We already have it, but then we partake of it because we acted out on it in real time life application. That's what the meat of the Word is. When you get assaulted, when someone say something, when someone come against your belief or stand, now when you respond, that's going to tell you whether you have the meat of the Word, you can do the Word, or you still need to sit under the milk of the Word. And don't take that lightly, because we all have to have the milk of the Word before we can do the meat of the Word. Amen. We'll talk more about that tomorrow, but until the next time, may God's best and His favor be with you. Now remember, this feed will be uploaded on my online Institute Bible School through the podcast, whatever your podcasts are. You can download Grace Institute Online Bible School and you can listen to this lesson again. So we love you, and we will do it again tomorrow, God willing. Have a great day. Bye-bye, everyone.